All right, I didn't click record, so we'll say, here we go. So 5:32 is when Joe called the meeting to order.
Yeah.
Didn't click the button right, so, but there we are. So the purpose of this meeting is to discuss the proposed tax rate. This is not setting the tax rate or having the public hearing regarding the tax rate. Due to some legislative changes this year in Austin, Galveston County and all other taxing entities are having to adjust their time schedule on when they are reporting proposed tax rates. There's also new requirements on how we advertise, how we have to have it listed on our website, and a whole litany of other things. But that's the purpose of having to call a special meeting. So Chris put in some work and got together the tax rate summary ahead of when she would normally have it. So we're grateful for that, Chris. And that was sent out to each of y'all for review. And Chris, I guess I'll hand it over to you to talk through what we've got.
Okay. Your tax rate, your tax value for this year has gone up significantly, which you all realize. The total number that we're using is $450,945,892. There's a significant amount that's still under review, which is about $41 million, and Galveston County wants us to use 85% of that. So that is included in that $450 million number. We ran the tax calculations, and I rounded down on the tax calculations for the debt service. We need 39 cents for debt service, and Andrew looked at your operating budget based on this value and feels you can live with 17 cents on O&M. So your tax rate would come down from 63 to 56 for 2020, which is based on the average home value. The average homeowner would see a decrease of about $50.62 or 5.91%. So you're not setting the split this month, but we're discussing it just for purposes of discussion. What you're setting is what you're going to propose is a total tax rate in your notice that goes in the ad that's in the paper. And what we're proposing is the 56 cents. And Andrew was just saying that the tax hearing is going to be on 9/15. So we're just, each item will address each one of those things. Does anybody have any questions about that packet of information?
Let's do it this way so we don't all talk at one time. Tyson, do you have any questions? Andrew, is he on mute?
I clicked on mute. Tyson, I don't know if you can press star 6 or star 9. One of those will pull you the mute off there.
I'm not muted now.
There you go.
All right.
There you
All right,
go.
Keith. You, all right, Tyson, you there now?
I am. I had to star 6 that to get the mute to come off. I'm not sure what happened. But anyway, no questions. Reduction in taxes kind of interesting at this time for sure. But no questions at this time.
All right, thank you, Tyson. Keith, any questions?
I have no questions.
Kim Bishop, any questions?
No, everything looked good.
Okay. Andrew and Steve, I take it at this time we are going to authorize the publication of the notice for the public hearing, as well as is this just a straight vote of approving the proposed rate? Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
All right. Is anyone opposed to the proposed tax rate of 56 cents and then publicizing the public hearing that would go out prior to the September 15th meeting? I hear no one saying they're opposed. One last time, anyone opposed to this? Okay, Andrew, I think you have assurance and approval from the directors that 56 inch is fine. And then we do the necessary publications for the September 15th meeting and go from there.
Duly noted.
Any
Andrew,
other questions, anybody?
Andrew, are you going to let Cheryl know?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Just making sure if what I'm doing.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Steve, Andrew. Thank you, all directors. If there's no other business, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'm motion to adjourn.
Did I hear a second there somewhere?
Okay, second.
All right. Is anyone opposed? Then we are adjourned at 5:38, and Keith, that's 6 minutes.
Really? I got you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.